Joining us on the line, South African Jewish Board of Deputies National Director Wendy Kahn. Wendy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. And I must tell you, I also feel incredibly proud. And I have for many years, and I've been involved in many relief campaigns in this country, starting 2008 with the xenophobia crisis, going into the, remember the public sector when we had to go to hospitals and work.
I have a picture of you with a broom, Wendy, sweeping, cleaning hospitals. I don't know why. That picture is just like engraved in my mind.
Our community, no matter what the crisis is, they come to the fore. If there's a fire in the middle of town, Rosh Hashanah, the community's there, and I feel so proud to be a part of this community.
And you know what I also find amazing is that we see such a broad range of initiatives. We're seeing the launch of Gesher, which helps Jewish businesses. We see the Rambam Trust. We see, of course, the Chev that's there on a constant basis. So we see help in different areas, for within the community, Jewish businesses in the community, outside of the community, reaching out to everyone across South Africa. And isn't that an incredible, incredible thing as well, that we're able to do that?
Yeah, I think what's made me feel really great throughout this COVID, if there's anything that could make us feel great, it's the way that the communal leadership have all worked together and all the Jewish communal organizations have worked together. And really, that's been from the beginning. We assembled a meeting right in the beginning. And throughout, all the organizations have worked so well together, have supported each other, have made sure that every facet of the community has been catered for and supported, whether it be issues around economic distress, whether it be the issues around providing support from a mental health perspective, giving medical advice, giving legal advice where necessary. We really made sure that our community has been supported throughout.
So tell us about this initiative, because this is brand new. It was only announced this week. For anyone who hasn't heard about it, give us some more context.
We have a very, very generous donor who prefers to be anonymous, who put up a very significant amount of funding towards this, specifically to address the hunger that we are being surrounded with as a result of lockdown. And I think we all understand that lockdown was imperative and important, and it's really slowed down the spread and it's made it's what we call flattened the curve so that our healthcare sector can cope. But at the same time, it's resulted in terrible hardship. And this donor recognized that and approached us and said, could we set up this fund? Since then, we've had several more donors that have come to the party. And these funds were earmarked specifically to help with the crisis of hunger around our country. And we've worked with an NGO called the Angel Network, who many members of our community and many of our communal organizations have already been working with. In terms of the CAN projects and other initiatives. They're an amazing NGO, very grassroots, staff who don't take a cent, incidentally, for the work that they do. They are just very committed individuals, and very well connected with other NGOs. And this has enabled us to be able to make sure that every cent of the funds in this fund will arrive at the individuals who are needing it.
Yeah, because so much of this,
there's going to be no bureaucracy, no intermediaries. Every cent will go to food hampers that will end up in houses of people that need food.
Because that is so much of the challenge, isn't it? It's the logistics. And we see this constantly in the news where the best of intentions land up really only a certain percentage of each rand reaching the recipients. This system is designed, hopefully, to actually reach the very people who need it.
Well, that's been our priority. Our priority has been to make sure that the money is used for food that will get to the recipients quickly and effectively and make sure that it gets to the right people. And the Angel Network has been instrumental in helping us do that. And incidentally, it's not just in Gauteng. It's around the country. We're in almost all of the provinces. And also the aid will be going not just to urban communities, but also to rural communities, who are really being forgotten in this whole crisis.
Yeah, and I think that is absolutely vital. We speak every Friday to Tanya Curry. She's down in KZN. In fact, I need to put her in contact with you guys, because she is desperately trying to get food parcels to people. She says the poverty level in the area that she is staying in is something horrific. And and we speak to her every week about media, but it's actually breaking her because of the suffering that she's seeing out there.
Well, Howard, that's it. First of all, just to say, yes, we have massive activities in KZN. But I just want to say it's breaking us all. Seeing the suffering and seeing people who wake up in the morning without anything to give their children to eat in the morning. It's breaking us all. And however traumatic this lockdown has been for us in our homes, it's been really devastating for people who at the best of times struggle economically, but this has just absolutely wiped them out.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely. It's absolutely devastating. How do you decide? You have a certain amount of, as you said, a large, generous donation. Obviously, more people are assisting. But how do you decide in terms of, because you could take that one amount and you could use it once off around the country. When you sit down, how do you decide? A, how long it should last for? Or what type of range to assist people? It must be an extremely difficult process to go through.
Yeah, it really is, because there's so much need. So we have drawn up, we will be doing on a monthly basis an allocation throughout the country, working with different NGOs, and the Angel Network has been phenomenal. They've got a really good understanding of where the need is, the best and most effective and strategic way of dealing with that, and working with these experts has been fantastic. It's a case of every month we'll be deciding on the most effective way to deal with it and where the greatest need is for that particular month. So we've done our allocations for this month. We're in, I think it's 6 or 7 of the provinces around the country, and we've tried to find a good spread in terms of the causes. Also, I just should just say that refugees in our country are the ones who are really hardest hit, because they do not qualify for any of the government funding.
We are
paying a great deal we really are looking specifically at the refugee community as well.
Yeah.
And working through amazing NGOs like Africa Awake, who we've been working with since 2008, Romy Peterson and her team, and they really are doing the most phenomenal work.
Well, you know, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, you in particular, have been very involved in, as you say, this type of thing for some time. You were involved when Mozambique was being very hard hit by floods there. Over the years, you've obviously worked with a lot of NGOs to be able to have a system that can quite efficiently distribute food and reach people that need it, I would imagine.
Well, we do have a lot of experience, but also we work with very good NGOs and people that we trust and people that we know have integrity and credibility and will make sure that all of the funds that have been raised will be properly utilized.
I think it is really, really phenomenal. How do people, what is the best way, A, if people want to contribute to the fund, or B, if they know of an area perhaps that, as you say, might not have access to some kind of a system? Who do they contact?
Sure. Yeah, sure. The best way is to reach us is through our email address, sajbd@sajbd.org.
Right, so just go directly
sajbd@sajbd.org, and that's the best. And I'm hoping that people will want to contribute to this fund, because, every hamper that is donated means that a family is going to be fed, and children will not go to sleep at night on an empty stomach. And the malnutrition that we're so worried about, you know, COVID's one thing, but we don't want the situation to end up with people who have other health care issues. Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, we spend so much of our time getting frustrated about not being able to buy a short sleeve T-shirt or Havaianas.
First world problem.
But it is, and you know what, there are real problems, because if you need a pair of flip-flops, you need a pair of flip-flops, but at the same time, this perspective is just, this is the real consequence and the real fallout.
And I love that you guys are working with such reputable NGOs, because I mean, they always say the team that you have around you needs to be better at doing the specific job. They need to be better than you. So I love that you know that this is not your speciality, but you've partnered up with these people that can actually do the job.
Correct. So Natia, and I think that's what's so important. I know about fighting anti-Semitism. I know about fighting BDS. Not so much in terms of distribution of food aid to in rural areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
But thank God we've got amazing teams.
Yeah, and as you say, working with the good people. Wendy Kahn, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and thank you more so for this incredible work. I think it certainly does us proud. Wendy Kahn, South African Jewish Board of Deputies National Director, speaking to us about their fund, the fund that they have created to feed the poor in South Africa. And that certainly makes me very, very proud.